if you try to make a list of the virtues of Jesus, for example, charity, openness, generosity, of course, is the head of the line. If there's something equally engaging about this man, and that is, he was practical. Jesus, the practical man. Jesus, the clear-seeing man. In other words, Jesus, who was not blinded by a lot of religious folderol, but simply saw human relationships. You know? And that was the key to his genius, the key to what he saw. You don't steal. And all this other stuff about washing cups and washing your hands and all that stuff. There may have been a time when that was important for the Jews, just to distinguish them from their pagan neighbors. But Jesus clearly saw that they were peripheral, if even that. It doesn't make any difference whether you have dirty hands and you eat. It really doesn't. I mean, we in the true North Strong and Free might be horrified at that thought, eating with dirty hands. Jesus didn't mind if you ate with dirty hands and ate with dirty cups and saucers and kettles and all the rest of it. This seems so simple, which is, I suppose, why most people don't preach on it. It ought to be self-evident. Anybody who sees clearly, who has a reasonable sense of religious truth and values, you know, you're not going to get hung up on an awful lot of peripheral stuff, as we so often do. And we in the Roman Church, I don't know whether we are singularly advanced in this area of being basically hypocritical, because they will strain the gnat and swallow the camel. That is to say, they will be very fastidious in their observance of all this peripheral stuff. And they don't allot it its proper value. You know? They say, oh no, everything depends on this. No, it doesn't depend on this. It's very simple. It depends on trying to love, trying to be honest, trying to be courageous. That's what it depends on. And we keep losing it. I mean, if someone were to empty out the Catholic closet, my God, we'd be overwhelmed by all this trivia. You know? I just got a book called The Pope's Paradox, the Life of Pius XII during World War II. And the cover is a photograph of his installation. I love that word, like installing. That's the installation that I think of immediately. Here he is on the Sedes Justitoria, carried aloft by six husky men, wearing his triple crown, wearing this massive cope with jewels, you know. And my favorite part of this is the flambella, those great big ostrich plume fans on 12-foot poles. It looks like the court of an Eastern potentate. It doesn't look like anybody who's interested in following Jesus. You know, Jesus came in on a donkey, for God's sake. You know? So, the temptation is always there, because it's much easier, and that's, I think, the key. It's much easier to wash the cups and the kettles and wash your hands than to tell the truth all the time. It's much, infinitely easier. You know? At least I find it much easier. You say, oh, I did all that stuff. I am a really good person because I did all that stuff. I observed all these rules and regulations. So I must be a fairly classy human being. And Jesus pierces right to the heart of the matter and say, it's what comes out of you, not what goes into you, that is defiling. You cannot offset You cannot offset, you know, the major issues of the law by saying, oh, I'm very observant. I mean, we've lost some of that decoration. Ladies don't have to wear hats in church anymore. That's one modest change that we made. The present bishop of Rome lives in a 2-room apartment rather than the 12 rooms of the papal apartment in the Vatican. He has an iron cross rather than a golden one. He says that the bishops ought to smell like sheep. Sheep don't smell all that wonderful, you know, but there you are. He says you should be so immersed in the life of the community that you take on their coloration, that you do not see yourself as apart from that. That's the danger. Because you give you the wonderful, satisfied sense of having done your job properly. And here comes Jesus with this massive needle, which he punctures all the balloons and all the foaminess with, and draws us to think, to examine ourselves, to ask, why am I doing this stuff? What does it mean? Not much in my experience. I can't tell you how many chocolate bars I forewent during Lent and thought myself highly virtuous. Chocolate bars and sin. Think about it. It doesn't make any sense. But look how we've accumulated all of this stuff over the years. So, Jesus, the practical, virtuous man. We need to hear more about that.